The market square inside the gate of the gods, which in normal times would have been thronged with farmers selling vegetables, was near deserted when Tyrion crossed it. Sir Jaslyn met him at the gate, and raised his iron hand in brusque salute. "My lord, your cousin, Cleos Free, is here, come from Riverrun, under a peace banner, with a letter from Robb Stark." "Peace terms?" "So he says." "Sweet cousin, show me to him." The gold cloaks had confined Sir Cleos to a windowless guardroom in the gatehouse. He rose when they entered. "Tyrion, you are most welcome sight." "That's not something I hear often, cousin." "Has Cersei come with you?" "My sister is otherwise occupied. Is this Stark's letter?" He plucked it off the table. "Sir Jaslyn, you may leave us." Bywater bowed and departed.
"I was asked to bring the offer to the Queen Regent," Sir Cleos said as the door shut.
"I shall." Tyrion glanced over the map that Robb Stark had sent with his letter. "All in good time, cousin. Sit, rest. You look gaunt and haggard." He looked worse than that, in truth.
"Yes," Sir Cleos lowered himself onto a bench. "It is bad in the Riverlands, Tyrion. Around the God's Eye and along the King's Road especially. The river lords are burning their own crops to try and starve us, and your father's foragers are torching every village they take and putting the small folk to the sword."
That was the way of war. The small folk were slaughtered, while the highborn were held for ransom.
"Remind me to thank the gods that I was born a Lannister."